Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
And once again, that is the sound of rock cracking, and you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. I am your host, Dr. Ed Holliday, and we're going to talk today about some of the situation going on overseas. We talked last week about a legacy of lawlessness. Got a couple more things we need to add to that. Also, I'm going to give you an update. And we do have a new congressman in North Mississippi, District 1. It's not Doc Holliday. I wish it was. I ran, but we had a runoff. I'm going to tell you about that. But the main thrust of this show, like I mentioned at the end of last week's show, is the presidential candidates. We can't look at them all, but we're going to talk about Carly Fiorina. And do you know much about her? Well, she's running for president on a Republican ticket, and there's a lot of people really like her, so we are going to listen to what she has to say, talk about some more candidates. Some people's jumped in the last couple of weeks, and we just got to take a look, and things are popping in the Democratic side. We're going to talk about that some next week. May get a little chance here at the end of the show to mention some of the people in the Democratic side running for president, besides the one with saggy eyes, saggy skin. She said John McCain was too old to run for president in 2008, and she's running now. I think she was as old or maybe older than he was in 2008. Well, we'll talk about her. Yes, they call her the Bigfoot of the Democratic Party. Nobody else can make a footprint like her, it sounds like. So we'll talk about her some, but we got a female running in the Republican side named Carly Fiorina. We're going to be talking about her some on the main part of the show. And before I get to that, I have to say, what is going on with our negotiations with Iran? And we had Secretary of State John Kerry out riding his bicycle and broke a leg. Had to go back to Boston. And so we got a deadline, supposed to get these intense negotiations done, that we know that Prime Minister Netanyahu from Israel said it's a bad deal. It's better to have no deal than a bad deal. He's told us that. And now Secretary of State's got a broken leg. Maybe President Obama will take a sign and read the tea leaves and think this is going to be a bad deal. We better just stop it right here. But I don't think he'll do that. You know, if he sees a bad deal, he wants to push it. That, my friends, is what is wrong with this administration. Looking for a legacy, it's going to cost a lot of people a lot of pain and agony if this Iran deal tries to get through. I do want to say that I told you we had a congressional election in North Mississippi just a few weeks ago. I was right in the thick of the battle, 13 candidates. But it was narrowed down. There was 13 candidates, one for each of the original 13 colonies, I guess you should say. One of our candidates would mention that. And we have to say that we were going to predestined, 12 were predestined to fail. Only one could prevail, and that was Trent Kelly. He won handedly in the runoff. There was 12 Republicans, one Democrat. The Democrat made it into the runoff, actually led of all the candidates after the first round, but he got all his Democratic votes, and that's it. And they got about 30% of the vote, and then Trent Kelly got 70%. So congratulations to Congressman-elect Trent Kelly. He is a friend of mine, was before the election, during the campaign. And now after the campaign's over, he's still a friend of mine. I went to his victory party on the evening of his victory and congratulated him. And I wish him the very best. And Doc Holliday will be here to help him with any insights or questions he has. So I just want all my Trent Kelly listeners out there who voted for Trent Kelly and like Trent Kelly to know that I like him too. And he's my congressman. And I am looking forward to what he does in Washington, D.C. Now, for my listeners, I do have to tell you that as we before we get to the presidential politics, there's one thing that really just it has to do with presidential politics, but it's on the Democratic side. We got one possible candidate that the left really likes, and she says she won't run. And it's not Hillary Clinton. She has said she's going to run and is running and planning on kicking off everything. We know the Clintons want to get back in the White House so bad that she had her own email server for 5 years. Nobody knew it. Well, I guess his term was 4 years, Secretary of State. But she had her own private email server because, again, she didn't want anybody messing with her way to the White House. So remember, the Clintons always think they're above the law, and that's proven they Bill has been in many cases. So let's see if Hillary can pull off the trick like Bill. But we'll have to tell you this, that there is another woman in the Democratic Party that a lot of people want to run, and that's Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. And you remember, she's a minority, or well, she got on a Harvard faculty by being a minority because she had written a recipe in a Native American cookbook, so she got hired as a minority with her supposedly Native American blood running through her veins, but it's never been proven, and she can't prove it, and she's not sure if she has it or not. But that's her powwow, and a lot of the socialists want to powwow with her, but they're having to settle for Bernie Sanders, the socialist that's in his 70s, that's in I think late 70s from Vermont. And he is gathering a lot of troops. When I say troops, the socialist diehards, but he can't gather enough to really make a run against Hillary Clinton. But they feel like if they could get Elizabeth Warren to make a run, then they could get a lot of excitement on the far left. To me, Barack Obama is the far left. I think Hillary Clinton is the far left. Bill Clinton was just moderately to the left of moderate for a lot of people. But his wife and everybody else in the Democratic Party now are to the far left, the socialist wing of the party. But they want Elizabeth Warren to run, and she's being very Sherman-esque. How about that term, Sherman-esque? Do you know what that means? Well, for our history buffs, you remember it was General Sherman who defiantly said that he would not run for president, and if nominated, he would not run, and if elected, he would not serve. So he was saying to everybody, don't vote or push for me to run for president. That was General Sherman after the Civil War. And so that's where we get the term Sherman-esque. And Elizabeth Warren is being very Sherman-esque, but could she be brought into the race? Well, some of the polling shows Hillary Clinton's favorability is going down. And I don't know how she could have a lot of favor, but she does in the Democratic Party. And everybody feels like she is the one to get coordinated. But you know, if Elizabeth Warren, I don't think this is Doc Holliday's take on it, the political take on Elizabeth Warren. She's sitting in the wings. She will not run against Hillary Clinton unless Hillary Clinton becomes damaged goods. And then I think they're preparing her if some reason more of the scandals. There's always scandals or supposed scandals hovering around the Clintons. I mean, there's always. Did you hear it? Now, it's not a scandal. It's just Yoko Ono. You remember that name, Yoko Ono? Well, it was published reports. She came out last week, and that Yoko Ono is the widow of John Lennon. But, you know, she was saying that she had affairs, lesbian affairs, with Hillary Clinton in the 70s because they would hang out at the pro-communist, the, you know, Marxist rallies in the 70s. Hillary would hang out in New York with these far left wingers, and that's where she met Yoko Ono, and Yoko says they had some brief affair. And so that's Hillary wants to be president of the United States. Now, Mitt Romney, they went all the way back in his high school years to talk about what a bully he was. That's what the press did. Will the press go back into her college and after college years of Hillary Clinton and talk about her affair with Yoko Ono? Well, we'll have to wait and see. It was printed but in a conservative press, but I have not seen it in the mainstream media. I think if she wants to be president of the United States, don't we need to know who she is? So that's just, I throw that out. You heard it here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I did not break the story, just reading what I see. And if you can get some more information, send it to me. I wish the mainstream media would say, hey, what's this going on, Yoko Ono and Hillary? What happened in the 70s? Does it matter? Well, I think inquiring minds need to know. If somebody wants to be president of the United States, we never did find out much about Barack Obama because nobody would ask questions, none of the press. And now we've got a quandary of a problem all over the world. And go back to listen to last week's show about the legacy of lawlessness of this president. And that's because we didn't ask the questions. Well, I say we, I'm talking about the American press, American people wanted to know, and the American press treated him like a, they mocked him in a 2008 campaign and Saturday Night Live, how they gave him a pillow and asked him the easy questions and just gave Hillary Clinton a tough one. So I remember those clips and skits on Saturday Night Live. So the press is known to favor certain candidates, and they may be favoring Hillary in this situation. But Elizabeth Warren, I don't think she's getting in unless Hillary gets a lot of bad baggage, starts sagging her down. And then you better bet Elizabeth Warren will be warmed up very quickly so that the Democrats will get the female nominee that they want. Talking about female nominee, we've got to talk about who I told you. We got some clips to play from Carly Fiorina. She's never held political office. She ran for Senate in the United States Senate in California. Big state, big, had to try to tackle incumbent Barbara Boxer, but she got beat. And now she wants to run for president of the United States. So what do you think about that? Let me play something right here, and then we'll talk about Carly Fiorina. Are you ready for something new? Are you ready for something exciting? Something for you? Well, there's a book coming out, be coming out in a couple months, probably in the late part of July, possibly August. But we got a book coming out that yours truly, Doc Holliday, has helped put together with Dr. Alveda King. And we've had her on this show before. You know she came down, helped campaign for me some. And she's the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. She's a Fox News contributor. You see her on Fox News. She brings special, special words of wisdom and love in a country that boils over in places like Ferguson and Baltimore. And she goes there, and she is not afraid to get into the midst of the violence and where people are. They're begging for words of wisdom, and she provides that. Niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. She has a chapter in a book that we're coming out with, along with another great American. I just heard him tonight. I'm taping this show, but I heard him speak to a group of people with biblically sound message in a church, but he's preaching because he loves America. He's an evangelist. He's not a pastor. Right now he's an evangelist that goes across the country and standing on solid Judeo-Christian values that come straight from the Bible, and he tells you what America needs, and he's got some good chapters in this book, and it's the book is about bedrock truths and uncompromising principles for America. And we'll have this book coming out, but it's Dr. Avita King, Dr. Ed Holliday, Alex McFarland, and you need to know if we got some principles coming out that are worth standing up for, worth fighting for, and we don't need to compromise these principles. It's coming up later this summer. I got to let you know about it because I'm excited about it. Somewhere along the line, we'll do some pre-ordering or tell you when you can pre-order the book. But it's coming together. We've been working on it for over a year now. And it'll be right in time for the 2016 elections. It didn't come out in time for my congressional election that we just had. If I'd known I was going to run for Congress, we'd try to push it out sooner. But that's what happened when we lost our congressman to brain cancer. Nobody's prepared. And that's one reason I jumped in and ran, because we had just a small amount of time. And that's why other people ran, too. We had 13 candidates. But this book, I'm concentrating on it now to get it finished up and put it together in a way that it will be good for America. So just telling you some good news to get excited about. And as I do that, let me also remind you that you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. And we're glad to have you. Let me remind my new listeners, and I know we had a lot of new listeners came on when I was running for Congress, and I want you to stay tuned with us, because these are exciting times. These are historical times. Look at all the people running in the Republican Party. Look at the people in the Democratic Party. Everybody thinks, well, Hillary just wraps it up, but there's people jumping in to run. So we're going to cover that in a unique and special way. Nobody does things like we do it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You'll hear things here you won't hear anywhere else. Great commentary. We'll get clips, and we'll get some. I'll get back and get some good interviews coming up, lining up for this presidential race. Just going to be amazing. You know, it's history. You are a part of history. What way is America going to turn? Are we going to turn back to the values that brought us into position of being called the greatest country this earth has ever known? Are we going to keep falling away to going down a path of destruction? And we see it. We're losing our freedoms. We talked about that, and we'll talk about it in the future. So exciting times to be listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And you can go back and you can listen to us right there on the archives. Go back and listen to some of the shows we've done. Great shows. And we'll continue that. And I'm really looking forward to the presidential season coming up. And that's what we're about to talk about. Carly Fiorina. Let's listen to this clip right here.
You say that Hillary Clinton is playing the gender card, but aren't you also playing that card when you say that you can attack her more effectively than any male candidate can?
Well, actually, I haven't said that. Perhaps others have. What I have said is that I come from a world where titles are just titles and talk is just talk. And the questions that I'm raising about Hillary Clinton, I take no delight in them. I'm concerned. You know, it is entirely legitimate when someone is running for the presidency of the United States to ask whether they are being transparent, whether they are trustworthy, whether they have a track record of leadership. Hillary Clinton has demonstrated over and over again that she is not transparent. Her leadership as Secretary of State has placed us in grave danger around the world. These are entirely legitimate questions, and they are questions that I would ask of her on the general debate stage, questions that must be asked of her, because the American people need to hear her answers.
Here,
now that was Mike Wallace, Fox News, talking to Carly Fiorina. And I just have to tell you that I have not known a whole lot about Carly. I've seen her interviewed. I heard she's running for president. I wondered why in the world she'd be running for president. But I have to tell you, I like her answers. I think she is well poised, ready to run. And she's interviewing well, just taking on Hillary Clinton. And there's something, the symbolism of I think there's some in the Republican Party don't want men just going after Hillary. But Carly going after Hillary makes it, for whatever reason, makes it not like you're trying to browbeat her. So there may be some people in the Republican Party establishment pushing Carly to get in. And could she be, could she pick up steam and get ahead? Or could she be a good presidential candidate? But whatever reason, there's people pushing her to run for president, even though she's never won or held a political office. And she did run in the Senate campaign, and that probably prepared her for a lot of what this race would be for president. But I have to tell you, I do like these answers she provided for Chris. Let me play you another clip when Chris was asking him. He played a clip of Hillary Clinton. Then we'll see how Carly Fiorina responds. Good clip. Listen to this.
I'm aware I may not be the youngest candidate in this race, but I have one big advantage. I've been coloring my hair for years.
Ms. Fiorina, what do you think of Hillary Clinton?
Well, first of all, setting the accent aside, I think that was kind of a cute line. I color my hair, too. I'm happy to have hair since I didn't for a period after battling cancer. But look, I think Hillary Clinton has indeed devoted her life to public service. She's a hardworking, intelligent woman. But I also think, honestly, she and Bill Clinton are the personification of what 82% of Americans now consider the professional political class that is more concerned about preserving its power and its privilege than it is about doing the people's business. It's why 82% of the American people now think we need people from outside of the professional political class to serve in public office. Ours was intended to be a citizen government by, for, and of the people. And so she will clearly be the nominee of the Democrat Party, and our nominee must take the fight to her, because we need to defeat Hillary Clinton in 2016, and then we need someone in the Oval Office who can actually do the job.
Well, America, this is Doc Holliday on Rock Splitting Politics, and I think she just gave a very good answer why Hillary Clinton does not need to be elected as President of the United States. And I think she did it in a very succinct way with words of wisdom and words of confidence. And I just have to give a thumbs up to Carly Fiorina. Is Doc Holliday going to back her for president? Well, I'm looking at all the candidates, but I wanted you to hear this interview with Chris Wallace, and I'm just saying she's jumped out of this in this race, and she's running hard, and you think she might make some rookie mistakes, and so far, I don't believe she's made big flub-ups. I know some Ben Carson is one that's not used to politics and has never run anything before running for president, and he's made a few word mishaps. But I'm telling you, Carly has been, it looks like she's been well trained, well rehearsed, and practiced and practiced and practiced, and she's out on the campaign stump and going around. And I'm telling you, I like her answers. And I like the fact that she's going to take the fight to Hillary Clinton, and Republicans are going to have a nominee who's willing to fight, because we're going to have to roll back so much as this leftist propaganda machine that's come out and just forced America out of its comfort zone. We are not made to be a socialist nation, and yet we got a government that's pushing us to socialism, and we got to have a president coming up. He gets elected in 2016. He or she's got to roll back these socialist policies. So I want somebody like Carly who knows how to fight, who knows how to take on some of the tough things that are going to have to be done. Now, I told you we're going to talk about presidential politics. I'd like to just do a whole show on Carly, and someday we may. But right now, you need to know there's other people gotten in to this race on the Republican nomination. For the Republican nomination, we had George Pataki. Now, who's he? Some of the younger people are going to be going, George who? George Pataki? Well, he used to be governor of the state of New York. He was there when the Twin Towers were knocked down or destroyed in 9/11, that catastrophe. So George Pataki's been around, and he's been out of politics for over 8 years, it seems like. I don't know if that's the exact years, but he's been out of politics for a while. He was a governor twice in New York, which is tough to be a Republican and elected in New York. But he was. So he's got that going for him. But other than that, I don't know much else. The Republicans need somebody with some charismatic fervor. We need to show youth against age and wisdom against the liberal shallowness. And I don't know if George Pataki is that person. I don't know why he's running. I think maybe he's getting in here to hopefully may have a shot at vice president, maybe what he's thinking. Can he win the state of New York to the Republican side? No. Would that make a good vice president? Well, he'd be better than Joe Biden. I don't think he'd stick his foot in his mouth as much as Joe Biden. But George Pataki's in, and there's someone else who jumped in. Senator Lindsey Graham. Now, Lindsey Graham was going to have a challenger. The Tea Party can't stand him. A lot of conservatives can't stand him. In the Republican side, he lines himself up like a young John McCain. Now, John McCain won the nomination, but he didn't come near to winning the presidency. So I'm a little... Lindsey Graham looks wishy-washy to me, and I don't know, maybe he's in here thinking he can be the VP. But I don't see Pataki and Lindsey Graham jumping in to run for president, shaking up the waters that much. When they jumped in, they didn't make a big splash. And they got a heap of trouble trying to raise money and go against so many that's already in there and more coming. So what does that mean for presidential politics? It means you better listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, because every week it's going to get a little twister. There's going to be some twists and turns. And I tell you what, Doc Holliday has a little bit of insight, because I was a candidate for the congressional race in a small 22-county district in Mississippi. But there was 13 candidates. So I know a little bit about having to run and get your message out with and 12 other candidates. So I've got some experience, just recent experience, with everything from running a campaign, everything from the social media to making the speeches and campaign stumps. And so these presidential candidates are going to have a tough job getting their message out. It's going to take money and to get that message out. It's going to take a base that's already out there. And that's what you got to look for. Where is the base for somebody like Carly Fiorina? Well, if you got a governor or you got a senator, they all have a base that helped them get elected. That's just in one state, and that's the trouble of presidential politics. You've got to have a base across the country. So we're going to be talking about things like that and how it plays into this race. And I think I got some a little bit of experience running and give you some insight when you're trying to get your message out, and you're doing running a heck of a job getting your message out. But you got to remember, there's 12 other guys or gals trying to get their message out too. So that's the thing why you need to listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And before we end up this week's show, I just have to tell you there was a former Governor O'Malley, and we've talked about it several times. He jumped in the Democratic race for the White House and going up against Hillary, and he doesn't seem to be a fireball. He doesn't seem to be a sparkler. He doesn't seem to have much of a spark right now. We'll see if he gets his ignition cranked up so he can actually drive down the runway. I don't know. But I do know that Bernie Sanders has been attracting the far left crowd, we mentioned before, and there's people who would love to see Elizabeth Warren in, but I don't see her jumping in unless Hillary all of a sudden looks like she's very vulnerable. Not a little bit vulnerable, but very vulnerable. And that's my intake. That's my look at everything. And I do want you to know next week, we will have to get some more presidential politics. We'll have to talk about some of the things that are concerning us. And I'm going to end up with this one story that it's very unsettling to me. What's going on? There's some reefs and barriers over in the South China Sea. It's been international waters. But China has started pouring concrete and making these reefs and barriers, making them into concrete islands and ready and putting weapons there. And it's international waters. And the United States has said, whoa, stop it. But I think the Chinese are reading Barack Obama. What did he do with the Ukraine? He let Russia march in and take what they wanted. We've got satellite images. When Russia said, oh, that wasn't us, it wasn't Russian troops, now we have proof, yes, it was. The reset button of Russians, we gave them everything they wanted and said, oh, please tell us the truth. They haven't been telling us the truth. And now I think China's reading a book. If they want to do some things like build some islands and take over some places and say it's Chinese rights and keep their international waters away, all these things are happening because we, America, is showing the weakest hand we've probably had since before World War II. We've got a weak hand because we've got a weak commander-in-chief. That doesn't mean we have to be a bully, but it means the other countries are reading him and playing him like a piano. I said, Vladimir Putin's doing that. He's making land grabs. Now China's making land grabs, and they know a paper tiger when they see it. And it's a sad fact. We got a president of the United States saying we're the most respected we've ever been, the United States, in the world's eyes. And then you got China and Russia and all these people who land grabbing because America's got a president who has got his head in the sand. That's Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Listen to us next week. We got more presidential candidates to talk about. Got some more to talk about when we look at the news. It's just we got to get to some of these international and domestic subjects. We'll do that as we talk presidential politics. Listen to us next week. I'll see you then.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.